78. Flamenco dancing. Okay, today we are going to look at something new, something very close to my heart, flamenco.
Flamenco. That comes from Spain, doesn't it?
Yes, and so do I. So today we are going to concentrate on a new dance. But first you must know all about flamenco.
I know it's a very old dance. It can be traced back for centuries, right back to the 1400s.
Yes, that's right. King Ferdinand V and Queen Isabella disliked anyone who was different, so the minorities came together to help each other. And so, flamenco was born.
I read that flamenco, in general, consists of three artistic elements: the singing, known as cante, the dance, called baile, and the guitar, or guitarra.
Yes, we must mix these three elements together for true flamenco. In addition, there are often members of a flamenco group playing palmas, or hand clapping.
I see. So I suppose the relationship between the artists is similar to that of jazz. There is a basic structure that one must follow, but at its heart, it is an improvised form.
Right. But the singing is the center. The dancer physically interprets the words and emotion of the singer through his or her movements, which include percussive footwork and intricate hand, arm, and body movements.
What about the guitarists? What role do they play?
The guitarist provides the accompaniment to the singer and dancer, accentuating his or her vocal lines and or melodies.
So, where did flamenco start? I know when it started, but where?
Most scholars will agree that the birthplace of flamenco is Jerez de la Frontera, a small city in southern Spain.
Just in one place? But I thought flamenco was a mix of cultures.
However, because many people moved from town to town, flamenco quickly gained roots in several Andalusian towns, including Sevilla and Granada.
But nowadays it is so popular, nothing short of an international phenomenon.
Yes, and we can go to the annual Flamenco Festival in Jerez.
I hope the class has the opportunity to visit next year. That would be fantastic. Thank you.